Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Criminal Justice Forum on Blog Talk Radio, where we stream live worldwide. I'm Michael Lewis, your host for the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in again this evening. The Criminal Justice Forum is a great platform for guests to discuss various aspects, issues, policies, problems, or any other wide array of criminal justice topics, of course. I will typically add some quick comments at the beginning of the show, followed by introducing our guests. After our discussion, I do always welcome either call-in or chat messages, and we'll gladly put your comments certainly on the air. Our call-in number is area code 424-220-1870. We're very active here in the criminal justice system, and we care and are committed to our students and listeners, so I certainly do encourage interactions as many interactions as possible. For the next few weeks, again, we're talking with Tiffin University criminal justice students about interviews that they conducted with a criminal justice practitioner. No doubt the information they have gleaned from their interviews and from this project are enlightening and informative. It's a great way, and really is always enriching to be able to learn about different things in the criminal justice system, from different professional positions, personalities in the workforce, of course, investigative strategies, and so on. This evening, we'll be talking to Jack Dennis. Jack is an undergraduate student and should be on the air now. Let me see if I can click over to him. Let's see. Okay. Hello, Jack. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for calling in. It's been a hectic day, and it was kind of last minute, so I do appreciate you finding the time to be available and ready to go. So, welcome
of
to the
course,
show.
No problem.
Thank you so much. Can you just introduce yourself to the audience and kind of provide a little bit of background on your major and where you're at as far as your undergraduate studies?
Yeah, my name is Jack Dennis. I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. My major is law enforcement. I'm a senior here at Tiffin, and I look forward to graduating in May and pursuing my career in becoming a police officer.
Very good. And are you looking to stay in the Tiffin area in northwest Ohio, or are you looking to pursue the career in Chicago, Illinois area?
I'm probably looking more towards going back home to Chicago. Just from everything, I have two uncles who are cops in the city, so that's kind of like how I've always looked up to them, and I've always wanted to be a cop in Chicago, so that's one dream of mine, and I feel like they are hiring this time of year, so I feel like that would be one of my best shots to get hired, and it's a dream of mine to work there. So,
very good. What's the process like? Are you familiar with the hiring process for the Chicago Police Department?
Yeah, so basically I need to take what Illinois calls is a power test. It's your physical fitness test. And once you pass that and you have your power card, you're able to apply to any police department in Illinois. And so what I would do is I'd apply online once I get my power card to the Chicago Police Department and sign up for the test. And once I take the test, if I finish in the top 10%, then they will bring me back for a follow-up interview. And then they kind of like water it down from there. So after your interview, you go to a polygraph. And then if you pass your polygraph, you go to a panel interview. So it gets smaller and smaller until you can finally get hired.
Oh, okay. All right, very good. Yeah, well, good luck. And then I think certainly the education that you received or are receiving at the university will serve you well and be able to do very good.
Thank you.
Appreciate sharing that with your long-term career aspirations. There's a lot to offer, certainly in the police department. I think of about what, trying to think how many, 9,000 or so police officers they have.
Yeah.
So, that'll be fantastic.
They're trying to expand that too. So yeah, very big department.
Okay, great. Sure. Yeah, definitely. Good. All right. Can you tell us a little bit this evening about who you interviewed? I'm looking forward to hearing some information about this.
So I actually did. I interviewed one of my uncles who used to work in Chicago, and now he's a postal inspector for the U.S. Postal Service. His name's Marty Nitschke. And like I said, he is a U.S. postal inspector, and he's an acting team leader for their violent crimes and mail theft team on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, wow. Okay. So a lot of people aren't familiar, and I've had a few occasions in the past to work with the Postal Inspection Service. It is a law enforcement investigative unit, that they kind of look at fraudulent things that go on in the mail, the postal system, or employees. So they really have a very multi-tiered type of function. Can you tell us a little bit about what they do and everything about that agency?
Yeah, so basically what they do is they typically look for mail thefts, and they can turn those into long-term investigations. They look for counterfeit checks, a lot of fraudulent transactions through the mail. They're also looking for illegal guns and illegal drugs. He actually just had a case where they did a big drug bust because they found a house on the south side that is kind of like a major drug house, and they were dealing drugs through the mail. So they do a little bit of everything. They also investigate identity thefts. So anything that deals with like fraud and illegal stuff going through the mail is really under their control.
Which you think about it is quite a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you brought up a good point, a good scenario there as far as having mail dropped off into maybe a vacant house or somebody else's house. So those, I'm sure, investigations lead to a lot of other places as well. Okay. Any specific cases did he talk about or mention?
He talked about that drug bust, but he didn't really go into details about it because I'm not supposed to know about it, and it's still an ongoing investigation. But he did kind of have like a funny story about a lady who had gotten her Kohl's number stolen through the mail somehow. And people were sending packages to her house and picking them up via the mail before she could get the packages. So they had to go in there and catch who was doing that. So it was kind of like the person who was doing it obviously wasn't the smartest because that's kind of an easy one to catch. But
sure.
It was kind of interesting that somebody would think that was a good idea to have it mailed to the lady's house that they were stealing from.
That's adding injury and insult for sure.
Yeah.
so with the postal inspectors, now, what type of training did you ask him about, training or the kind of background that, if I recall, I'm not 100% sure, I think there's over 1,000 or maybe 1,200 postal inspectors that do this type of, these investigations, which you think about the U.S. Postal Service, it would be a lot more. So I'm sure they have some pretty extensive caseloads as well. And that. So can you tell me a little bit about his background? I assume he has a, investigative type of background, or how that works for him?
So he was, to obtain like a federal agent position, you have to have a bachelor's degree. And he got a bachelor's degree from Marquette University in criminology and law studies. And then prior to being a postal inspector, he was a police officer in Orland Park, which is a suburb of Chicago, for 10 and a half years. And his caseload is – he told me it depends on, like, how many long-term investigations he has going on at times and how many assaults he may have to respond to, because they cover assaults on U.S. Postal Services. So those take precedent over any caseload they have. But he said they're usually covering 5 to 6 cases per week.
Okay. Yeah, that I'm sure, again, and I know they also do a lot of joint task force type, investigations.
Yeah.
That could be from a local police department to an often a wide ranging type of investigation regarding other, states and I suppose worldwide as well. Did he talk anything about that as far as, I know it's a federal position, so, I mean, crossing state lines or dealing with the international type of, cases or crimes or anything like that?
Yeah, so he talked a lot about how they work hand-in-hand with the DEA and they try to get to where, the drugs are going and how they're coming up through Mexico and down through Canada. They're trying to eliminate that problem because Chicago is kind of a major hub for drugs coming into the country, and it's a major distribution point. So they kind of look at that with the DEA. They also work very closely with the Chicago Police Department, obviously, because they're in Chicago. And then actually we, on one of my days of my internship, we ran into him because there was a postal crime committed in Elgin where I did my internship, which is a suburb of Chicago. And so he got called out to that to investigate that. So he really works with a lot of the surrounding area in Chicago and then your bigger government task forces such as the DEA and ATF.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Where was the initial training or the academy? Do they have their own, postal inspection or postal investigator type of law enforcement academy?
I believe he went to a postal inspection, they had a special postal inspection school that he underwent training for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, very good. And I think another thing, too, probably, and I'm sure if you mentioned, if you could highlight that a little bit, anything with Homeland Security, over the course of the past probably 15, 16 years, we've heard a lot of, suspicious packages, either the powdery substances or bombs being mailed, stuff like that. Anything with that, or did he have anything to mention about, dealing with working with Homeland Security?
Yeah, he said they actually have they work with Homeland Security more than people would actually think they do. He said in the city of Chicago, on a daily basis, they get 3 or 4 suspicious packages reported. Most of the time, it's absolutely nothing. It's just somebody reporting something that doesn't look. But he said they always report those to Homeland Security. But he said on your bigger ones and on your drug busts, they report that to Homeland Security as well. So they're trying to figure out how all these drugs are getting in because that's obviously a border issue and it goes to Homeland Security. But he said a lot of the suspicious packages happen more than you would think. So
I bet.
Yeah, it's just kind of like it's just a bigger
well.
It's a big yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, just like again, working with I'm sure TSA to the point with anything that again a lot of stuff that the normal public doesn't hear, but we've had anthrax attacks through the mail, we've got letter bombs and all sorts of different things along those lines that continue again. I think the last count was about 1,200 maybe. Type of employees, investigators that do this, which, again, you'd think there would be a lot more. I know he has, again, a decent caseload. Again, having an investigative background, working in local law enforcement, with his degree, certainly I'm sure positioned himself nicely for this, position. Probably one of the worst parts of the case, I imagine, would be investigating kind of their own employees. Did he talk about that at all as far as internal theft or anything like that? I'm sure that happens unfortunately on a regular basis as well.
Yeah, they actually had one case, I believe it was a couple of years ago, where they were working hand-in-hand with UPS, and he actually had two of his guys were stealing packages that they were, going through. So they would steal stuff out of the packages, and then because they had to go through them and then wrap them back up. And by the way they got caught was the weights coming in and going out were different. And the FBI actually was investigating it and they actually found that out.
Okay.
And they surveyed it and found out the two guys who were doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, fascinating. Really a lot to talk about and a lot to learn doing interesting topics like that. So we just have a few seconds left, so I do appreciate your call in, and very interesting. I can't wait to talk a little bit more in detail and, in class about that. But thank you so very much for being on the air tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.